Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. No matter where there is, they will help you get there at some point. All right, TireRack.com is fantastic. They've got fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, wow. It's the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here on the Odd Couple for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio.
Not two.
The iHeartRadio app or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Mark Medina. We call him Funky Cole Medina, Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. And obviously, we are in the middle, in the heat of the NBA playoffs. So there is a lot to talk about. So we're glad he'll be joining us. My partner, Rob Parker, is having some technical difficulties for the second day of the week.
My man be traveling too much for this, Chris.
He's flying around the country too much, man.
I swear.
I don't know what's going on. I see him, but I can't hear him, so hopefully we'll get him on soon.
All I'm hearing right now, Chris,
he's always saying I'm talking too much, so I guess I get to get all my words out on this segment if he can't make it. But anyway, we are the Odd Couple. We got the crew, of course, DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos on a Funky Flashback Friday. 2 days, you know Alex will be here. Thursdays, because it's Tyshert's Tower of Trivia, which he loves. He loves the spotlight, y'all.
It's a lot of fun.
Letting you behind the curtain. And also Funky Flashback Friday, because what? He loves to go where?
I'm deep in the crates.
That's right. He is dusty in the crates. And Rob G been off all week on vacation. Hopefully he's having a good time. We got our man Patrick Sweeka is the super producer today. Yes, Patrick.
What's going on, guys? What's up, Chris?
Good to have you on, man. First time with the Odd Couple, I believe.
Yeah,
correct?
First time. Glad to be
yes,
here.
Yes, yes, yes. You're going to do your thing. All right, and on the updates. Our
hey,
man,
Steve.
Steve Desager. All right, let's get this thing popping. We got a few games tonight in the NBA. And, of course, the first one, the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. And they're tied at 1-1. Philly surprised everyone and took game one without Joel Embiid. Embiid, this year's MVP, finally gets the award he's been dying to win. Even before he joined the NBA, we found out this week. But very glad he won it. He was my vote. I thought he deserved it, and congratulations to Embiid. But when he came back from injury in game two, he did nothing. 15 points, 3 rebounds, and the Sixers were routed. So tonight in Philadelphia, he is going to be awarded his trophy. The Michael Jordan Trophy. He's the first winner of the Michael Jordan Trophy, which is fantastic. I mean, man, what you talk about an honor. It's already great to be an MVP. But then when you become the first winner of the Michael Jordan Trophy, they renamed it in December for the GOAT. That's a huge honor. And he's going to be presented that tonight before the game. So you would expect that it's going to be emotional. Does it mean he comes out and plays terrifically? Or does it mean he's so emotional? We see this with ring ceremonies, right? You win the championship. The following year, you get awarded your championship rings early in the season. And a lot of times, the home team that got the rings lays an egg. It's a dud. They're so emotional and caught up in the achievement that they don't go out there and take care of business on the court. So which one will be Embiid? My bet is that Embiid goes out and balls. I'm expecting Joel Embiid to have a mammoth game. Maybe I shouldn't say mammoth. But I'm expecting him to have a very, very strong game. I'm thinking something like 35 points and 14 rebounds. But here's the kicker. In an L. That's right. I expect Embiid to do his thing and lose.
Wow.
And here's why. Here's why. Because that's typically what Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers do when the facing them across the court is the Boston Celtics. Joel Embiid is 1-9 against the Celtics in the playoffs, including a couple of nights ago. This year, get it. Get this. He averaged 37 points, 12 rebounds, shot 61% from the floor, and they were 1-3. 1-3 against the Celtics. I'm sorry, Philly fans, but they got your number. I fully expect them to beat you. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But with every fiber of my being, nothing against the Sixers. I love Embiid. I'm a big fan of Harden, despite his playoff struggles at times. Doc Rivers, top 15 coach of all time. We've been critical, but still top 15 coach of all time. Maxie's nice. Tobias Harris is nice, and I think even underrated. But I would be shocked if they go out there and beat the Boston Celtics in this series. So Embiid's going to get his. Of course, he always does. He's that caliber of player. But I think Boston wins this game because Boston, look, they've been inconsistent this preseason, this season as well. But when they need a win, when they've put themselves in a position to need a win, which is what they've done tonight because it's a pivotal game three, they usually show up, and I think they'll do so tonight. Rob Parker is with us. What's up, man? How are you?
All is good. We got the little technical bugs all good. And, yeah, let's go.
So you've been hearing what I'm saying. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I think actually if Philly's going to win one game of the series, Chris, is tonight. I think it's the opposite. I really do. Like, they might win tonight, but that might be the only other win. Like, they stole game one.
Yeah.
The first game home in Philly, you know, like, this is our last stand kind of thing. I get it why you feel that way, but Boston has had some ups and downs and some stinkers or whatever.
Yes.
Game one included, obviously. And now Philly, if you're going to, you got your two horses, Chris. If you're going to win a game, the first game in Philly, the playoffs, they've been getting knocked out in the second round over and over. Like, you got to win this game. If you don't win this game, then I think you're done. So that's why I think if Philly's going to put up any kind of fight and make it a six-game series, like, I didn't pick them to win. But I thought it would be six games. I think tonight is the only game, the other game that they win. That's just me.
Well, I'm glad you said the two horses, because I think Embiid will play great, and I think it's going to be the other guys that need to step up and determine to win. Not necessarily just Harden, but yes, of course, James Harden needs to play well. Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. Those are the guys I think the game is going to be decided by. I think Embiid, you can pencil him in for a big night. But it will have to be a humongous night. Like, Rob, the one game Boston or Philadelphia took off Boston this regular season, Embiid had 52 and 13. But Jaylen Brown didn't play. Robert Williams III didn't play. It was late in the season. So teams are looking toward the playoffs. So I don't think Embiid's going to do that. I also got to throw this out to you, Rob, because Jason Tatum had a great season. Boston, obviously, was the second seed in the East, had a strong year. And he wasn't even in the discussion for the MVP. And I'm just wondering, is he motivated? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say he thinks he should have won the MVP. I have no idea. But I would bet, Rob, that he thinks he should have at least gotten a little bit of consideration.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. But he really wasn't.
No, not at all.
He really wasn't, like, just nobody even mentioned him. And they got off to a good start with a new coach. You remember that, Chris?
Right. We thought, wow, he was mentioned maybe that first month or two. He was, like, there. But, you know, and Rob, he averaged 30 points, 9 rebounds, and almost 5 assists, 4.5 assists.
And yeah, and normally that would get you in a conversation, but the other guys were so good that it, I don't want to say he was taken for granted, Chris, but he was definitely not in the conversation. I don't remember, maybe earlier in the season, as you said. But after that, it was about Jokic, it was about Giannis, and it was about Embiid. It really was. And he was out of the mix, despite them having, and I don't know, did he fall out, Chris, when they had the kind of went sideways for a little while. You remember they started
that's
great.
Kinda when that's kind of when
he
fell out.
And then
they
went sideways. They were like, what did the Celtics? They blew a 28-point lead at home to the Nets. Not with Kevin Durant and Kyrie.
That was later.
I'm just saying.
Later
in the season. But you know what I mean. That was.
But they had moments like that, for sure. Yeah. They definitely had some moments. So we'll see. I mean, he might be motivated. I actually do think he'll have a great game. He only has 7 points. In game two, they still won, but I do think he'll be motivated in this next game.
How does he have 7
game
points?
Tonight.
I'm sorry.
Well, he was in foul trouble. He only played 19 minutes, but, you know, he was in foul trouble. He still only shot 1-for-7, Rob, so just the fouls. He just was off.
And speaking of foul trouble, AD didn't get into real foul trouble, but he was null and void yesterday. We'll get into that, Chris. That was what was that?
Yeah, I can't wait to
From the time that we talked, remember the Lakers got off to a good start, not AD, because we were saying he was missing in action. And boy, did that thing turn they gave up a 43-point third quarter.
And then a 40-point second quarter. I think 41 in the second, 43 in the third.
Yeah, 41 and 43.
It was 240. Yeah. Crazy. Rob, I got to say this before we go to the callers. I don't know if you've seen it. There is a clip going viral, because a lot of people have sent it to me, where I supposedly used the N-word on the air. Did you see that?
I saw it, and when I got to admit, when I first saw it, Chris, I'm going to admit, I did think you said the N-word.
It looks like, I mean, yeah.
And then
I
when
know.
You realize, when you realize who you're talking to,
yes.
And that is
it's
in context.
Nick Wright, my co-host right. on First Things First.
Right, so and, then it made sense yeah. to me after that. But when I first, the first time, that's why I never even brought it up to you, because the first time I saw it,
right.
At first I said, oh my God, well, you know.
Because, you then, know, I don't even use that word.
No, I know.
I mean, I know a lot of blacks
second.
Use it, but I don't, right. I'm not one that uses it. And
but,
so
but
I
you
know
admit,
you were tripping. Oh, no, it definitely,
you,
yeah. If I was
it.
Just looking at it,
right.
I probably would think the same thing.
Yeah, and then I realized, okay, you're talking to Nick Wright.
Right.
And it just sounded
like I think
like
I said something like,
said.
Nick, you know, yeah. something like that. And I told Nick, you know, I told him about the clip going around. And he said actually the same thing happened to Chris Carter when they first started the show. You know, because his
wow.
name is Nick. So if you
right.
say Nick, you know, whatever, something
right,
like
right.
that. But yeah, I did not say the N-word. I just
okay.
got to make that clear on
Let
the
everybody
air.
Know, right.
I, yes,
like I said,
yes.
I didn't
and like I said, I
because...
don't even use that word in just general everyday parlance.
Because I was shocked at first. I was like, what? Did he
right.
really say that? I did. I was like, and
oh,
then
no,
I listened
I
to it. And then I was like, nah, okay, I got it.
Right, but you knew, but a lot of people don't know.
Right.
So I had to let it be known and put it out there. But anyway, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What type of performance do you expect from Joel Embiid, the MVP? He's going to get his trophy tonight, the Michael Jordan trophy.
It's
and
not called the
do
LeBron
you think
trophy?
That'll spark him
oh, I'm sorry.
to a great game tonight and a victory? Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine.
and there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. What are you expecting from Joel Embiid tonight on the MVP night?
All right. Chris, let's kick it off with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think tonight you're going to get Joel Embiid's best performance of the series. Frankly, he's getting the MVP trophy, A. But B, in the presser after game two, he alluded, this is a 4 to 6 week injury to his knee. Okay, that's the diagnosis. And that's why he came back in game two rather than game three, to give himself that warm-up so that he can be up to speed for this contact. So the fact of the matter is, he's not going to be 100% for the rest of the series, and specifically not for game four. Everybody knows that. So I think this is the game that he's geared up to go all out, MVP, domination, whatever, 35, 15, whatever, rebounds, assists, because the fact of the matter is, if they lose this game, he's going to be what? If he's only like 85, 90% at his best, and this is his warm-up game, they want to get this one and then be able to rest him possibly for game four, is my view. So I think it's going to be...
Wait, rest Embiid for game four?
Yes, rest Embiid. He said his injury is a 4 to 6.
We get that, but then don't come out and play. I mean, you can't be just hopping in and out of the lineup.
Point taken, Chris. It's my
view. I don't think that's the plan. I think if he can't play, he won't play. But I don't think they're planning, hey, let's play tonight, not the next game. I don't think.
Yeah, that seems like that would be. I mean, how do you win that way?
Right. This is not the first round against the Nets.
Right. With no stars or whatever.
Right.
This is like the Boston Celtics that went to the finals last year.
Right. Now, look, Rob, if he can't go, he can't go. But yeah, I don't think that's the plan. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's go. We got one more call, Chris. Let's do it. Sean in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board.
Oh, you in Vegas with the wife? You guys are like, he ain't Sean from Sacramento, Chris. He on a baby making mission in Vegas with his wife.
Wow, hey, Rob, getting all in your business, man.
Hey, Rob trying to have me with a whole litter of kids, man. You already know I got enough for about three of us, but I'm trying to.
You got five kids, don't you, Sean? How many kids you got?
I got four. Don't say, Rob, stop wishing another kid on me, man. I got four.
But I'm doing
my Parker impersonation, man. I'm trying to find Lamar Miller out here, man. I'm trying to see if he can give me a hookup.
Lamar Mitchell.
Bro, betting baseball has been on fire. We've been going in, but, let's stick to the topic at hand. I feel like Embiid is going to come out firing, and here's why. He already made that comment about Jokic, MVP, all of the pressure is on him. Now all the pressure is on Embiid. Not only that, right. But he's been strapped with guys like Ben Simmons in the past. He finally has a valid Robin because that man Harden's cooking like he's back in Houston. If he doesn't show
Wait, 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 wait. Did you not see game two?
Oh, I did.
Houston what? AAU when he was 10 years old, he had a bad game in Houston.
The headline would have been Houston has a problem. You know,
right?
What I mean?
2 for 14, 12 points, Sean.
It's not a lot of back-to-back clunkers like that, man. And I feel like with that feedback and fully, I mean, better than he was last time as far as health goes, he's going to finally show up. And here's the bigger
and
thing.
And at home.
And at home, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. He's finally going to be at home. He gets at home cooking. He doesn't get as much rest, but he doesn't have to travel. So I think that's going to play a huge part this time, y'all.
Do they win tonight? Sixers?
Book it. They're winning. They're winning. And look, I just cursed them because last time I said that about Sacramento, we drowned
ourselves. I was
going
to say,
Oh, man, Sean, don't be like that. You're good with
go have the fun that Rob was telling you.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. Mark Funky, Cole Medina joining us in a moment. But first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve.
Gentlemen, we have two NBA playoff games in second round series tonight, starting up in a few minutes. Boston at Philadelphia, series tied at 1. And then the one seeds in the West, Denver, up 2 games to none, play the late game at Phoenix, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Suns guard Chris Paul out with a strained groin. Jimmy Butler of the Heat, questionable for tomorrow against New York with a sprained ankle, but he did work out with his team today.
The Knicks are going to the finals, Steve. I'm sorry.
Are you putting that down in pen?
He doesn't believe that.
Just like what? Well, Jimmy Butler's not playing. Something? That would be something, though.
And Jalen
Brunson.
Well,
they can get to the conference finals. Yeah.
Brunson's not on the injury report. Had a sore ankle. Saturday afternoon, it's Knicks tied at a game apiece in Miami. Lakers host Game 3 against Golden State tomorrow night. Series tied at 1. Just one Stanley Cup playoff game tonight in a half an hour. It's Carolina up 1-0 hosting New Jersey again. The Colts release quarterback Nick Foles. Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith will wear jersey number 0. And new Eagles running back DeAndre Swift will wear number 0. Former Michigan State quarterback Peyton Thorne transferred to Auburn. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat Miami 4-1, but Luis Arraez of the Marlins had 3 more hits. He's batting .437. Meanwhile, an update a fan has at the Phillies game as they're hosting the Red Sox tonight. Been taken away on a stretcher after apparently falling from the seats in the outfield into the visitors' bullpen. So there was a delay in the game as the fan was carted off. Red Sox lead 1-0 going to the bottom of the first at Philadelphia. The Rays,
Steve, how far of a drop was that? I don't even know. Like, was it way high?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like at least 10 feet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The Rays are 26-6 and hosting the Yankees this weekend. They're already ahead of New York 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Randy Arozarena with a home run. And the Blue Jays lead 2-0 at Pittsburgh in the top of the fourth. 2-0 Max Fried in Atlanta will be the Braves starter as they're getting underway just now against Baltimore. The Braves activated closer Raisel Iglesias. That game scoreless bottom of the first. Iglesias had missed 5 weeks with shoulder inflammation. And you could probably guess that an NBA playoff series between the Lakers and Warriors would do okay in the TV ratings. In fact, Game 1 in the Bay Area on Tuesday night averaged about 7.35 million viewers for TNT, which is the largest first or second round audience on cable in over a decade. And even the blowout last night got another 7.35 million viewers. The hockey playoff doubleheader on TNT got 1.4 million viewers last night.
Incredible.
Basketball was the number one rated TV show in all of primetime last night. Back to you.
Well, look, it's the two defining players of this generation, this era, so it's understandable. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We welcome in our man from Fox Sports Radio, our NBA insider. That's right, Funky Cole Mark Medina. He has graduated to his own music.
Funky
his
Cole
own
Medina.
Theme music. What's up, man?
Chris, this walk-up song never gets old. I can hear it over and over again. It always sounds like the first time.
Hey,
that's right,
you deserve
brother.
It. You deserve
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Funky Cole, we love it. We love it. Very nice.
Now, you are with the Lakers series, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so
what
do
happened,
you,
Lucy?
Last night, obviously, look, we all, I think we all expected Golden State to win, really, no
Not
matter
like
what.
That.
You know, they, right, but. What do you think? How do you think the Lakers adjust in Game 3? Because obviously the Warriors made huge adjustments in Game 2.
Well, the Lakers' adjustment's got to be Anthony Davis, because game one, you know, he's getting comments from LeBron James saying his jersey's going to be retired up in the rafters and comparing him to Kareem and Wilt and Shaq. And then game two, he's just a complete no-show. And I get it. Part of this has to do with the Warriors' adjustments, Draymond Green not being in foul trouble, and Draymond Green then exerting his defensive prowess. You know, the Warriors going small and spreading the floor out. But I'm sorry, when you're looking at Anthony Davis and a star player, like, star players adjust regardless of circumstances. And it's just disappointing, because just when we think that Anthony Davis is turning the corner from both a health standpoint and consistency standpoint, he then shows that, you know, he has the talent of a top guy, but he has the mentality of sometimes a second guy or even a role player. So that's adjustment number one. And then I would say adjustment number two would just be finding ways to not necessarily, like, limit the Warriors' outside shooting. That's impossible. But finding ways to kind of wear them out physically so that they can't just hoist as much as they want from three, whether it's Clay, Steph, or anyone else.
Yeah, I think the point you made about AD is just so valid. Like, did you really think, like, this, you were going to come and have the same game plan against you in game two after you dominated game one? You got to make an adjustment, you know, see what they're doing and figure it out. But let me ask you this, Mark. Was he taking it, like, it was the LeBron show in the first quarter where he was kind of, like, left out there, not really involved. Was that a mistake?
Well, I think, in fairness to LeBron, a lot of that was the product of AD wasn't making shots. I don't think it was, you know, LeBron taking touches away from AD. I think from the very jump, ever since AD's joined the Lakers with LeBron, it was always the objective that AD is going to be the focal point of the offense.
Right.
LeBron might
right.
be the leader of the team. He might be orchestrating everything. But as far as a workload number one option, it's always AD. And so if he's aggressive, he's going to get looks. Now, again, yeah, the Warriors made defensive adjustments, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that put LeBron James in the driver's seat and wanting to produce. But when you look at his second half numbers, guys, he only had 2 points. And I think when you're looking at these playoffs, especially from the three-point line, LeBron isn't getting it done. I think that he's been getting it done and being able to find different ways to impact the game. But clearly, at 38 years old, 20th season, the Lakers and LeBron are trying to find ways that it's not on him, that he's not the number one guy, because if they do that, it's just not going to be sustainable. So.
Right.
I think moving forward, it's fine if LeBron's not the number one guy. He can find ways to still impact the game, whether it's playmaking, rebounding, scoring, but at a much reduced level. But AD, in order for them to win, has to be the number one guy. But unfortunately, he doesn't fulfill his end of the bargain all the time. Sometimes he's aggressive some games, and he does, and other times he's not. It's very much a step forward, step back kind of process with him.
Mark, you've been around this team a long time. Why do you think, I mean, I guess we just have to accept that this is who AD is. I've said he's got number one game, right, as far as being a number one player, but he has the mentality of a number two. Why do you think he just doesn't, it's one thing to be off. Everybody has off nights, but he seems to lose aggressiveness, maybe not be seen as engaged as you would like. Like, why do you think he is so inconsistent in this regard?
Yeah, I think it's a good point that you made as far as number one talent, but number two in mentality. I think, in fairness, in past years, some of it was circumstantial. Look, whether it's, you know, injuries being uncontrollable or his training regimen not being what it needed to be, that was obviously a factor. You know, the Lakers roster construction didn't help either, with Russell Westbrook not being a good fit, there not being a lot of good depth around AD so that there's good spacing, good shooting, or relief pressure. But since the trade deadline, it always has hinged on whether Anthony Davis is being aggressive or not. And I think the confounding thing with this is that he has shown improvement this season where he is aggressive. In past years and earlier in the season, Darvin Ham noted that when things weren't going his way, you know, AD would get in his own head and be very self-critical, and then it would spiral into this one of these things where he wasn't being confident and assertive enough, but he was starting to be more, I think, having this mindset mindset of being more having positive reinforcement and being confident, being resilient. So he turned a corner there. He's been more aggressive with, you know, getting after in the weight room. And so these recent developments in game two, as much as it is kind of a string of pattern of what he's always been, the reasons for it are entirely new. And that's what's left me disappointed. It felt like he's finally turned a corner, yeah. But I guess I just set myself up for more disappointment.
Let's switch to the Suns and why am I forgetting? The Nuggets series, game three, 2-0 Nuggets, and now Chris Paul. Can Phoenix, I mean, unless the Nuggets have an off night or something, but I don't see how they win a game. That's how I feel in this series. Am I crazy? Or I guess just seems like they're already thin. They don't have enough on the bench, and now you don't have Chris Paul. So the bench is going to be weakened even more because you got to use somebody, right, to fill his void. I don't know. Where are you on this series?
Yeah, Rob, I'm with you 100%. Look, I think the Suns can win a game. I mean, I think Kevin Durant and or Devin Booker can have one of those 40-point nights. I'm sure that maybe the Nuggets let their guard down a little bit. You saw them, you know, give up some games later in the season because of just complacency against inferior opponents. So that might help. But I think to the larger point that you're making, I can't see any scenario, barring, you know, unforeseen injuries that the Nuggets suddenly have, that the Suns can get back in the series. You know, Chris Paul, as much as we've seen him post career lows from a shooting standpoint, he's really been the bridge in making all this work from an offensive dynamic where Kevin Durant and Devin Booker can be themselves, play off each other. DeAndre Ayton can accept that role of his production really just comes down to being a defensive enforcer and getting points off of putbacks and rebounds. And then the other point is they just don't have any depth. And, you know, I know that I was saying this to you guys earlier in the week, like, I'm of the mind they need to make this Kevin Durant move because the alternative wasn't really going anywhere anyway. But they don't have any other options. And so I think, you know, maybe they get the win tonight just because the Nuggets are comfortable up 2-0 and, you know, KD or Booker or both just go off. But I think that's the best case scenario. That's a gentleman sweep 4-1 and then that's the end of that chapter.
I agree with you on the trade. I mean, they might not even be playing right now if they didn't make that move. They weren't really a contender. So now, at least next year, you'll have Booker, Ayton, and Durant to try to build around. Do you think Chris Paul will be back? I think he's got a year left on his deal. But how do you see that playing out with him, his future in Phoenix?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, Chris. I was talking to Paul CP before. Now, this is before the season ends, so he was healthy. And he was making it clear that this isn't a retirement ceremony this season. He has full intentions of playing out the remainder of his contract. 2 years left, next year guaranteed. But he did add this caveat. Obviously, this hinges on how healthy he can be. And, you know, he's always, you know, tried to keep in mind that he's got two kids and wants to be devoted to them. So it is his intention to ride this out. I don't think that because of this injury he's all of a sudden going to call it quits. But I think the Suns really have to think long and hard, what do they do? But here's the problem. What is the scenario? What is his market value for a trade because of these injury concerns? And while I think there still is value for his leadership and, you know, for all the positives and negatives about what Chris Paul has done for each team, the obvious positive is that he has always turned around each team and has had an influence with getting guys, you know, into better habits. But when you're not available, the bottom line is that's the best ability that you have. But I think on the Suns' standpoint, there is still a value for him being on the team. It's just catch 22. So if I had to guess, I can't find really a good market for him. And if they were to do that trade, it would feel like that they're having to start over. And then all of a sudden, you got to see what you can get for Kevin Durant. And what do you do with Devin Booker? That if I had to predict, they wind up just patchworking this up together for next season. But how do they reinforce the bench? That's going to be easier said than done because they're pretty limited from a cap perspective.
Well, all right. Good thing that Chris Paul won that championship. Because, oh, wait a minute. They didn't win. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
hey, you remember that when they were up 2-0.
Didn't you, Rob?
When they were up there 2-0, you remember that, Chris? They had a parade. They were like, oh, they're winning the championship. I still can't get over that. All right.
No doubt. All right, Mark. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the walk-up music. Feel free to play it every time.
It's your music now. That's your theme song.
Every single time.
Yes.
That's my jam.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Rob, someone retired today, and all we have are what-ifs. That's next.
Who, me?
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Gonna have a fun welcome. Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
To Shekels City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Well, you know, Chris, last night I only picked one game. There was only one game to pick. And, of course, I did pick the Warriors, remember? I just thought that was a win. That was easy. All right, here's tonight. I'm going with a couple of underdogs tonight, Chris. I'm taking the Nuggets plus 4.5. I know it's in Phoenix. I know they need to win desperately to keep their season alive. I'm just not buying into the Suns. That Booker will play well, KD will play well, and it won't be enough. I'm going with the Nuggets plus 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, it's one thing not to have depth.
Right.
This is almost unlike anything I can remember. Because, Rob, usually role players play well around stars. Well, at home, but also, remember, Brooklyn, we've talked a lot about it, and let's just keep it real. Clearly, Kyrie and Durant made a huge mistake this year by leaving Brooklyn. But, Rob, nobody really knew about Bruce Brown, who's now become a really good role player for
the
Nuggets.
He's a good player.
Right. And a lot of the guys that were there playing well around Durant and Kyrie, they were kind of out of nowhere. But, again, when you've got a star, especially two, that draw so much attention, you usually NBA-caliber players can step up and hit shots or defend or hustle or rebound or, you know, just be solid players. Man, I mean, Phoenix, I've done a 180 on them. Like, you know, I picked them to win this series.
Right.
But, I mean, they might get a game.
They might. And if they do, it might be game three. But, Chris, tonight I'm just going to go with the Nuggets plus the 4.5. I am. And I'm going to take the Sixers plus 2.5. This might be the only game that they'll win the rest of the way, Chris. Game three at home. Both of their guys in. Maybe Embiid is jacked with the Michael Jordan trophy. You know what I mean? Like,
did you see? Were you able to see? I don't know if you have a TV in your studio.
No, I don't have one.
He was incredibly emotional.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I did it's it at a, half yeah. At the middle of the court. His mom was there. I don't have my volume up, so I don't know if that was his dad or
it's beautiful
stepdad.
That's a beautiful
or whatever.
Thing.
His son came out. His son had a cute son had a shirt on. Said, "My dad is the MVP."
Oh,
he
that's
was crying.
Awesome.
Embiid was crying. Like he, Rob. I mean, we've seen. Look, LeBron when he won his first was very
How
emotional.
How about Durant
KD,
and his
obviously.
Mother? You remember Durant and his mom?
Oh yeah,
that was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm gonna give LeBron. Now this is different because they given it to you. You know, right before a game, you can only do so much. But I'm gonna give LeBron some credit, Rob, for you know when he won his first MVP. I think it was 2009. He did. You might remember that they had it at his old high school, St. Vincent St. Mary, and he gave like a, I don't know how long it was, but it was a lengthy speech, maybe 20, 25 minutes or something. I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, but you know, about his life and his family and just, it was great. And remember since then, it like you saw a lot of guys, Durant did it and it kind of became the thing to do was, you know, you had this real long drawn out ceremony and speech when you win the MVP. And remember before that, I mean, there were a lot of times, I mean, it's still nice, but our, you know, guys would just get it at a facility or somewhere. And so I think LeBron kind of started a little trend, but obviously if they're giving out before games, that's not going to be able to continue.
Right, definitely.
But last thing, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Last thing, Chris, White Sox and Reds. I got under 8.5 in that game. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
I will not miss the White Sox and Reds tonight.
Okay, there you go. Under 8.5. Hunter Green is pitching, so that's why I got the under.
I might want to turn it on one of the side TVs then.
You know, Hunter Green's been rolling. He's been pitching great. All right.
Yeah. Rob, I was saying something today on First Thing First. We go through some of the baseball highlights. And, Rob, I think they did a good job with the rules, getting rid of the switch and, and you know, all
pitch
that stuff,
clock
the pitch
and
clock
the and bases.
Yeah. Yes, but they got to get rid of, to me, the rule where if you slide, you know, you're still in second and you slide off the bag. Like, to me, once you hit the bag and beat the throw, the play is over.
I agree. Like, they hold that the fielder holds the glove on you, then they replay it, Chris, and your foot comes up a millisecond. That's not what the rule is supposed to be.
Right. Absolutely.
I totally agree. I think that that's if you beat the throw, you're in. Stop it. Plays over.
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's not the same thing, but still, they let you run through first base.
Right.
Why can't you? You know, it's just your momentum, Rob, is a lot of times is going to carry you off that bag. There's
but
no
just
doubt
a little
it.
Bit, though. It's yep. not like they're yeah, off the bag.
Yeah, it only takes
completely
right,
right.
an inch. All right, 2 hours of the Odd Couple left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.